Go to Ephesians 1 first, then we'll go to 3. We're in a season now that he wants to begin fulfilling the operations of John 14, 15, 16, and 17. He's already fulfilled one operation, and we as a body have moved into the union. He's restored the union with the Father, the reconciliation to the Father. That was first and foremost on his agenda to bring us into this union. He goes, listen, you're going to understand the union I have with my Father. I'm going to bring you into that. At that day that I do that, you'll pray unto the Father in my name. At that day, when I restore the union, you'll see me again. And you'll know, intimately, gnosko, know that I am in my Father, you're in me, I'm going to bring you into this relationship, I'm going to show you the love of the Father, I'm going to reveal the Father, he's going to take the orphan out of you, make you a son, praise God, and then you're going to pray and transact with him. And I'm going to show you how to transact with heaven. And we had a lot of these mysteries before, and tried to get God to operate in them, but there was a lot of things in the way. One of them is because we were in foundation phase and wasn't time to build. The other thing that's very important in this process of answered prayer is some of the things you ask for, God can give them to you right now. You're ready and give them to you right now. Some of the things you're going to ask for are going to require transformation. But just because it requires transformation doesn't mean God's saying no. He actually says yes, and he authorizes your transformation. And so while you're praying for something, all of a sudden you land in the baptism of fire, you might as well rejoice because the Father's answering your prayer. He's getting you ready to receive what you've asked for. Amen. Because sometimes we don't know what's in the way. That's why we just keep his word. We stay with him. Amen. But he talks about this whole operation. The two great things in John 14, 15, 16, 17 is union with Christ, union with the Father, answered prayer. The ability to transact with the Father in the name of Jesus in heavenly places, which is an extraordinary opportunity and operation because we bypass this whole second heaven thing. And all of this we saw by revelation, but we're now in the season that we're all going to begin experiencing these operations of answered prayer. And we're going to see kingdom come in a magnificent way. Third operation definitely coming is the mystery of the Lord's mantle himself with the Father, and that's coming too. That mantle that's above the Corinthian model, it's the one with the love of the Father, the union with the Father. I, my Father, will come and manifest unto you where you are. Will manifest and will function the way he functioned. Amen. So last night I was watching Sid Roth. There was a lady on there. God took her into hell, but took her into heaven too. And she started seeing all kinds of rooms in heaven and saw the room of the body parts. A lot of people have seen that, been there. She saw this room of the golden fishnets. And he said, these fishnets are going to be released to my evangelist in the last days. They're going to be able to harvest in nations. See, the Lord asked for the nations in his ascension to the Father. So the nations are already laid up. See, God's going to send the operations of mass harvests in these last days. She saw different other things too, because one of the things she said was so powerful, what the Lord told her when she was there. She goes, all of this can only be accessed by faith. It's faith that'll bring this. And he also told her, says, all of what you see has to come into the earth before my return. That is something the Lord has told us on several occasions, that all that we have recognized in the right hand of God, all of that has to come down before we get lifted out. Amen. And there's a revelation, and there's so much revelation, especially in the series of mysteries of the room, of the upper room, of how God wants to bring this down. And so I want to reiterate some of these things, because I had a major encounter and I'd forgotten some things. Because I had an encounter and the Lord took me back into the notes of the mystery of the room, and I started seeing that he had laid all this out. He says, all of that was laid into the foundation. He goes, you wanted me to build at the time, but you weren't ready, and no builder builds until the foundation's complete. Amen. But it's time to begin the operations, and they're going to start springing out from the foundation. And Chuck and I got caught up in an encounter with that yesterday about the churches that are going to be raised up out of this and his role and some of that is so powerful. That man is really awesome. An apostolic father is sitting out there in that seat right there. Praise God. And some of the operations are going to be initiated in these last days. Listen, we're in on this thing. God is about to unload this thing, I'm telling you. And people are going to be sent out. People are going to be brought in. And there's going to be a lot that's going to happen in this hour. And God himself's going to build. Amen. But he wants us to transact with him. He wants us. He's laid up so much for us. As we have come to know him in union, we want to now come to know him. Because he goes, your joy will be made full. You'll ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. For it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants you to have it. He wants us to receive. He wants us in union. He wants to love us, but he also wants to transact with us. He wants to transact. He wants to bring this stuff down. Amen. We get to bypass that whole second heaven experience and get to be called up and get the direct spirit to spirit transfer. I want to just show you something. But I want to show you how all of this is in one prayer. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all. Say all. That's a lot. Now, when the Lord said in John 14, 15, 16, 17, you'll pray in my name. He didn't just say, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus. Although you have the authority to transact through that name, he's also, what he's really saying is, in that day, you're going to ask the Father for what is in my name. Because I am about to go up and God's going to reassign everything to me. And whatever, and my Holy Spirit's going to show you what's in my name. He's going to reveal things to come. He's going to show you how to come to where I am. But he's also going to show you the inheritance that's been laid up for you. The Bible says we're commended unto the word of grace that's able to build us up and receive an inheritance. He told Paul, he said, preach forgiveness of sin to the lost and an inheritance among those that are sanctified. Amen. We are among the ones sanctified, so we're understanding inheritance and we're partakers of this. And we all know why God laid it up there. The big trouble was how we get it down. But God's going to open this stuff up because the foundation's laid and this is the heavenly operation. It's a heavenly house. And he's going to open all this up and he's going to teach us all how to transact. And each time we transact with him successfully, we're going to do it again at another level. And again, our confidence is going to grow. As our confidence grows, this window of how long it took will be shortened. What it took so long to do, our faith will get so elevated. You'll be just like the Lord. You'll ask, receive, and release all in 1 second. Amen. And some things you can actually do that now. Praise God. Well, I want to show you the different elements so you understand how God works. Even whether it's healing for your body, generational inheritance, God is shifting the way we pray for our kids. On and I are, he's shifting everything right now. Man, we see our kids totally different than, well, I do, than I was. And I'm praying in accordance to what I see the Father doing. Because I'm looking in their future now. I can see what he wants from them. And I'm praying into that instead of this. Amen. All of this inheritance is laid up there. God gives us access. Now go to Ephesians 3. And I want you to see this. Because all of it's just amazing to me. That every one of these operations of this mystery of answered prayer. All of these jurisdictional transference are all there. Paul talks about in Ephesians. He talks about being seated with Christ in heavenly places. He talks about your position being raised above. And he starts praying. He's praying from that position. He knew. He understood how to get there. And he's praying for the whole church for this. But watch all the elements in this particular prayer because they're all there. Amen. For this cause, verse 14, I bow my knees to the Father, Lord Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. So who's he praying to? Father, right? Yes. Pray to the Father that he would grant. Say grant. What's a grant? Given. It's given. It's free. The only cost is faith. It's the only way you're going to transact with it. Say grant. According to the riches of his glory. Which ones? The ones in chapter 1 that are in Christ Jesus. All the riches and glory in heavenly places. Amen. Those riches, all of that inheritance. Now, you can't pray effectively in his name or for what's in his name if you don't know what's in his name. So you got to identify what is in name, what's in his name for you, for your church, for your family, for this city, for nations, for whatever your situation. You got to first identify, has he laid that up? Man, when I learned that the Lord, by his stripes, were healed, that he stood in the controversy, because in the law, when there's a controversy between two men, the elders would pronounce one guilty and the guilty party would receive up to 40 stripes. And he stood in the place and took the chastisement of our lack of peace, was laid upon him, by his stripes we were healed. When I learned that that was an inherited right, that I could take my heart or a situation and represent, and Anna would do that. When we were just starting to get together, that we would present, and God started unifying her and I in the glory of God in a way he never has unified us in all the years we've been married. He started joining us by spirit, and he started removing everything that was between us because we did it there with him and not here. And we were free to express things to him. I had to get kind of used to it because, you know, part of prayer is you unload. She was unloading, and the person she was unloading was me. And I'm sitting in the presence of God like, If she was agitated that day, she was spending a little more time unloading. I had to sit there because in the throne of grace, that's what you do. As we would do that together, we could air our grievances. But what we were doing is in a process of forgiving, being able to release it in the presence of God. But we were releasing that there, and we were started receiving his healing. And boy, I tell you, the enemy, when God was joining us, he was so active because we would hit the grace of God. We would hit a victory. And the next day, he'd be right there at the door. But then we started overcoming. And now we're just like two peas in a pod that go in there. Praise God. I mean, we are just in union, unbreakable. And we move together in the spirit. And it's weird when I have to pray without her present. I don't like it. It's a joy to do that. And if you get the ever pleasure to do that, husbands and wives, or you can get prayer partners, God can join you. It's amazing. So he would grant you, say, grant you. According to the riches of his glory, find out what's there. Don't pray for what you think's there. If it's there, it's yours. It doesn't matter what your mind says about it. It doesn't matter what your doctrine says about it. If he laid it up for you, it's yours. Period. Amen? Find out what's there. There's a lot there. A whole lot. They grant you according to the riches of the glory. The ones spoken of in chapter 1 that he laid up the riches in glory. How did he say it again in chapter 1? He said, according, verse 3, bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay, so you're praying to the Father in Jesus' name for what's in his name, right? That he would strengthen you with all spiritual might, according to riches and glory, that you would be strengthened with all might by his spirit, where? In your inner man. For what purpose? Well, Christ would dwell in you by what? Faith. Say faith. Okay, wait a minute. You're praying for what's in Christ to come into you, which is in Christ. You're praying for Christ to transfer to Christ. Praying for the inheritance to transfer. Maybe that we should read it like this. That Christ, the healer, may dwell in you. That Christ, the provider, may dwell in you. That Christ, the evangelist, may dwell in you. Because whatever you're praying for that's in his name, once it gets transferred to you by his spirit, Holy Spirit's the agency of transference, it gets transferred that Christ, whatever you're believing for now, has been transferred to you. Now the inheritance of Christ is standing up in you. Without that transference, God can't function. You're just praying. You have to have the transference. Even though all of it's laid up for you in his name, it's in heavenly places for a reason, above the enemy's authority, all of that, it still has to transfer to the domain of Christ in you. That transfer has to be authorized by the Father. He's the only one that'll authorize it. As soon as it's authorized, the Holy Spirit will make the transfer. But the Father's going to authorize it. Depending on what you're asking for, there is going to be a level of faith to create that transfer. It's yours. Say, it's mine. It's a finished work. The Father is going to do a spirit-to-spirit transfer out from the inheritance of Christ in heavenly places to the Christ in you. The kingdom within you. A transfer inheritance. Why is that so glorious? Because once that transference is made, now if you read on, he said, you be rooted in love, rooted and grounded in love. Now, what was he transferring there? This little word called dunamis. According to the riches of glory, you would be strengthened with all creative dunamis power. Now, that word dunamis is a summation of everything that's in Christ, because it doesn't matter what Christ laid up for you. He says, know you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through you, his poverty you've been made rich. God has riches in heaven, but everything is spiritual. Say, everything's spiritual. But it's going to be transferred here. But God doesn't drop it from heaven to here. He moves it through you, into you. Now you're a carrier of the blessing. You're a carrier of a finished work. Once the Father authorizes, the Holy Spirit will draw it out from the name of Jesus, or the heavenly place where all inheritance is, no matter what it is, no matter what you're believing for, and he'll transfer that to the domain of Christ, that it may dwell in you by faith. Amen? Now, it's still not manifested yet, because he goes on to say that you be rooted and grounded in love, able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, height, depth. Know the love of Christ, passes knowledge. Now unto him, watch this, that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. And the Amplified says, all that we ask, think, or imagine, according to what? That dunamis power that's what? Working where? In you. Without that transfer, you have nothing to work with. But once you have it, God can now manifest. That's exactly what the Lord said in John 14, 15, 16. He said, listen, when you pray to the Father for what's in my name, he's going to give it to you. Ask the Father in my name and you will receive. You're going to get a transfer from the Father, because he only transacts spirit to spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to take it out of my name. He's going to put it in the depository of your spirit, and you're going to come back down on the earth. Now you are a walking manifestation of the kingdom of God. Because now that you got it in you, the Holy Spirit is free to draw that out. And this is what the Lord said concerning promises. He says, and once my Father gives it to you, I will do it. I'm the creator. He goes, what do you think we create with? The stuff I've laid up for you. Once it's transferred, and you see, he has to have that human authority to work with. But now he's got it into the dominion of Christ in you. You're carrying the blessing. You're carrying your own blessing. You're carrying it. Say, you're carrying it. I say, I got it. On, and I got something the other day. February 8th, 2020. We got something. And God confirmed it by a whole chapter. Psalms 21. Gave that to me 2 days later. But once you have it, well, where is it? It's right here. I'm a carrier. Remember Peter, James, John, they were going up to the temple. They said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I'll give to you. What I have. They weren't calling on God to bring that miracle down. They were already carrying it. They were already endued. They had it on them. Amen. We're going to be endued with a blessing. We're going to be endued with inheritance. Endued. Oh, what are you going to be endued with? Everything he said we can be endued with. Whatever the Holy Spirit is lining you up into, whatever you need, he'll line you into that inheritance. He'll show you the inheritance. And then you can pray to the Father for what's in his name. And then you have to believe when you stand praying, have faith in God. When you have the perseverance, stand praying, believe that you receive. Because the greatest thing of faith is not the manifestation, is getting the Father to authorize that transaction. And once the Father authorizes that transaction, then when you pray, ask in faith. Be not double-minded.
Stay singly focused in that one thing. Ask only in faith. Stay in faith. Stay in the place until you receive the transference from on high. Where does the transference take place? There. Where does it manifest? Here. That's why we got to go up, go in, get loved, receive, come back, and release. Go up, go in, get loved, receive, come back, and release. Then what's going to happen? You're going to go up. God said, light him up like a light bulb. And Peter come down. The whole glory of God was on him. He come down. He'd been up in the glory. And he come down and the glory is all over him. The shadow of Peter. That was the glory of God. He had to walk just like the Lord did. This is what the Lord did. He'd get up in the Father all night and come down and God would endue him. Because that spiritual inheritance, it's dunamis. Everything. Healing's dunamis. Prosperity's dunamis. It's all dunamis. It's what the Father authorizes. It's this building block. The invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made. Even his eternal dunamis power. It's his invisible stuff. You might not be able to see it, but the carrier will see it. The carrier, most will know what will happen before it happens. You'll know. The carrier of the glory are automatic. When they walk into a service, they already know what's about to happen because the dunamis will be on them. Even though that service won't know until the end, the carrier, the one who's possessing the kingdom. What did he say about Abraham? Possessor of heaven and earth. You got to possess the kingdom. You got to receive. And then you possess the earth. And that seed will possess the gates of his enemy. He's showing us the potential of who we are now. If we can die. Debbie Abel sent me a text the other day. She said, I saw you in this old Western coffin. And you were dead. And they had a funeral service for you. You know, in the past, I'd probably not receive that. I said, glory to God. Yes. Anna was having the funeral service. I said, yes. Yes, tears of joy. The old man is dead. It's a literal death with this because the old man can't inherit. It's the new man. He says, as he transfers that dunamis, you're the carrier now. What do you do once you're the carrier? You take it to the Lord. If it doesn't automatically manifest, sometime if it's, you know, minister related, it'll just release. Sometime it can all release at one time. If it's promise related and he's transferred and hadn't manifested yet, you take it to the Lord. And you said you would do this. You're the creator. I'm carrying the creative substance by what you create with. God the Father's giving it to me. You know he gave it to me. See, the Lord, see, they all work together, but they work in unison and they work under one another's authority. The Lord is not going to manifest a promise for you until the Father authorizes that transference. The Holy Spirit will manifest certain things in your life. He'll manifest according to your calling. He'll manifest the believer's anointing. But when it comes time to promise, he's not going to go and arbitrarily manifest a promise until the Father authorizes that transference. When that transference has been authorized and you're a carrier of it, you have a right to take it to the Lord now and say, you said you would do it. You said you're the performer. You are the author and you'll finish it here. Here, Lord. This is the stuff you build with. It's invisible to the world, but not to the carriers. This is the stuff. You'll start learning how to carry the invisible substance of heaven. And when you're carrying the invisible substance of heaven, this is stuff God manifests from. This is what he manifests into the material realm. It's the glorious Holy Spirit that takes that invisible substance and creates a manifestation, a creative miracle, creative blessings. He'll authorize the release of angels on the behalf of your kids. Just shake them. So let's look at this for healing for a minute. Okay, I want to show you this. If you'll get this, Father, heal my body. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal my body. Now, you do have authority to speak to your body in the name of Jesus with authority. But if you're going to access healing from heaven, Father is not going to take healing down from heaven in a service. If someone's anointed, he can do that. But I'm talking about you receiving. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? You receiving directly from Father. Father, heal my body. Father is not going to drop heaven down on your body. Watch and understand the jurisdictional transfer. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus for what's in the name of Jesus. And I know by inherited right, surely he's borne my sickness and carried my pains. And by his stripes, I am healed. There is healing for my body in this heavenly room according to the riches and glory. And today I ask you for a direct transfer of dunamis creative power for the healing of my body. I'm asking you, Father, and I am going to stand here until I receive, Father. And every day I'm going to rehearse my inherited rights as a son of the living God until you authorize that transference to my spirit. And when you authorize that transference, and once I get that transference, I can take that transference. Well, how do you know? You will know. God will make it clear to you that you have it. Then you take it to the Lord. You go right back up there to the throne of grace and say, Lord, I have the invisible substance by which you create with. The Father has authorized a transference of healing glory into my spirit. I said, here, I'm going to hold you to your word. You said you would do it. You said you would do it. You said the Father would give it. He's given it. Now you said you would do it, and I'll bring it to him every day. I'll bring it to him every day until he releases what's inside. Now what's in your spirit? See, you're taking out of heaven. The only way you take something out from heaven to the earth is this new man. He gets to operate in both jurisdictions. So he takes it down. You bypass second heaven. Don't even worry about principalities and powers. You're bypassing them all together. That's why they hate you so much. You bypass their whole operation. You come down here now. You have healing inside you. It hasn't come to your body because your body's in a different jurisdiction than your spirit is. But your spirit's the carrier of healing glory now. How many are hearing me? And now all you can now is you can decree the release in the name of Jesus of the dunamis creative substance that's dwelling in me. I command it to release into my body now. And Jesus, the creator, the healer, by way of the Holy Spirit, will pull that dunamis out from your spirit into your body. And all of a sudden, you are one healed puppy. Isn't that awesome? If you can understand that jurisdictional transfer, you can understand how to get healed and stay healed. Then you keep yourself in the tree of life all the time on the leaves of the tree. This is our inheritance, my friends. This is how heaven's coming down. That's what the Lord told. He goes, I want everything that I inherit is coming down. But faith has to be defined. These processes, once they're defined, if you can see everything in the light of that prayer, and you can see all those jurisdictional transferences in the light of that prayer, if you can see that process, no matter what you're praying, no matter what you're believing for, that's the way he's going to do it. Amen? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.
And I'll just release a scripture because I know that he's like anxious. He's like ready to ride the horse and come up here. But I wanted to share with everybody Romans 16, 24 through 27, because what we are experiencing is the revelation of the ages, the living mysteries of God being made known to us today. And it's because of his grace toward us. We receive of his grace. We're moving into great grace. The great grace that is of the last days, that we will be so emboldened to share the gospel and be a demonstration of the living word everywhere we go, because the word is inside of us. It goes into our ears. It's being seeded into our hearts. Everything is coming into maturity. That's why you're going to see many people be a lot quicker to react out of the, I mean, I'm talking just generalities. I mean, everything that's rising is rising to maturity, both good and evil. That's why he's giving us grace and giving us opportunity to remove any of these areas within our hearts, whether iniquities, trespasses, any forms of sins, people in places, things, and the attachments to the world systems. We are being utterly removed and every cord cut and severed above, below, and all around our being to these world's systems. No dependencies upon money. He wants us all to be set free to love people and owe them nothing. And I'm talking, he's saying for us that as we're coming into the agreement to be not only debt free, but also being completely set free from mammon. It has nothing in us, but it's because of the grace We're receiving the substance. We're giving him our faith. It's being mingled on the inside of us as we're speaking his word, because we're coming into agreement with his word, with his plan, with his will. The mysteries of the ages being made known to us. So as I'm releasing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is to be with all of you. And even now and forever and into eternity, everything we're doing now will establish our place in eternity. It says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. But now, everybody say now, 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 is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Obedience of faith, people. Obedience of faith. Quick obedience. I keep saying, Lord, quick obedience. Quick obedience. No delay. Quick obedience. Being prompted and quickened by your spirit to be obedient quickly to God, who alone is wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. So as he's showing us these secrets, he's making it known to us, he's causing us to comprehend these revelations. They're being made directly available to us as we're presenting his word, these mysteries for his will, this, his plan, his purpose. And it is for his good pleasure that he has purposed and set forth in us. And so I'm going to have Pastor Chuck, come on here. I just wanted to release a little bit of that light to you and the joy of that light. The mysteries being made known to us. It's no longer in parables. He wants us to know the fullness of his word, that we will be like that tree beside the waters, our roots going into those waters and our branches going further and further abroad and higher, and our fruit producing season after season after season after season after season, and reproducing and reproducing the fruit and the leaves of the healing. As we are operating in this, so will we so much more abound in releasing it to the nations, the healing of the leaves for the nations. The stronger and the and more whole you are during this time that you're pressing into him, completely emptying yourself of self, because everyone has so much selfishness in them, it's hard to lay that down. Only the Lord will, by his grace, help us lay those things down. So I'm going to invite Pastor Chuck to come up and bring closure to this night. It's awesome. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 So, yeah, I just want to just add a few, because on Sunday, remember I said there's been something that's been happening with me, and I didn't have words for it yet. Well, what LaRue just described is what has been happening. What he just described, what he was just saying, was what the Lord has been doing, because I've been experiencing moments where I go in and I'm before the Father, and I know I'm before the Father, and then like there's just this, like a situation. Most of the times it's been situations rather than the person. It's just the situation. And I just feel him begin to wrap around me and around this situation. And as it wraps around, there's just comes a moment where this, it's just solid in me. I don't know how to explain that just yet, but it becomes where I'm just aware that it's complete. And when it's complete, then I just begin to sing, as it is in heaven, let it be in this earth. And I feel an actual transfer that happens as I'm before the Father. There's a transfer that happens into the earth. It's like I can be in both places at the same time. Even as Jesus, remember when he was standing in front of Nicodemus, he said, he's in heaven as he's even standing here in front of you. It's like that. And I don't know exactly how else to describe it, but there's just a shift. And as those things have happened, then I'm not even identified it to somebody else or anything else. Generally, they've contacted me and started talking or send me a text, or all of a sudden I get a phone call saying, hey, this thing is like changed over here all of a sudden. And I never actually interacted with any person or anybody in the natural. It was just the Lord hovering over it, hovering over us. And just by by love, it being a transfer. Because I think love is the key to that transfer. And that's why it's so necessary for us to die to self. Because see, we can't truly enter into the love unless we're allowing ourselves to die down. Because it's in that, as self becomes less, now the love can become more. The less self that I'm operating, the more that I can truly evangelize the way he calls me to evangelize. The less self I'm operating in, the more that I can truly prophesy the way he wants me to prophesy, the way I can truly intercede the way he wants me to intercede. It's something that he's doing. Why? Because now he has the freedom to do so. He has freedom to shift an atmosphere. He has freedom to shift a person. He has freedom to shift a thing. It doesn't, you know, he can change the heart of a king. All he's looking for is somebody who will allow it to happen. God's not limited. He just wants to use our authority because he chooses. In other words, there's an authority you have because you walk on this earth. A dominion that you have because you walk on this earth and because you're serving him. And that authority is what he's tapping into. He chooses to use that as his divine vessel to work with. So, let's see, there was another thing that I was wanting to tap into, but just one of the things that what happened here yesterday, I could feel just as he began to pray in that prayer, I could feel there's just a shift that happened in the atmosphere. The other thing is it makes you more sensitive to those shifts, but there's a shift and I just began to lay out in front of him. And as I laid out on the floor, there was just something that started welling up inside me, and I began to realize that so much of what he put in front of me was things that he had spoken to me years ago. In 2005, he imparted 15 years to me of things that I would see and do. And I realized, and that was an unusual situation, but it was like, let me just give you a quick, basically I went to dinner one night and I was in Phoenix. And as I was sitting down, I sat down at the table. As I sat down, everything disappeared. And I was just with the Lord, just like you just shifted into a whole nother, it was a whole nother realm. Yeah. But it was like, I just walked out of one room and into another. It was just that easy. But in that moment, And he just began flashing things in front of me, situations and things that were going to be happening. And he just flashed those in front of me and told me what it was that I needed to do in those things and how to do in those things. It was like a teaching series, but just crammed 15 years. Can you imagine 15 years crammed into 20 minutes? Because apparently it was 20 minutes in the natural. I was in this state where I was just sitting here. And so 15 years just went like that. And then I was back and I'm sitting in front of Kim again. And so, but he showed me as I was laying out here yesterday that while I had fulfilled much of it, I didn't fulfill all of it. And I recognized that the only thing that can limit you to accomplishing what God wants you to do is you. The only thing that can possibly limit you, because the devil can't stop you. He doesn't have the authority. God's not going to. The only person who has that filter is you. And see, some of my filter looked like unworthiness. And yesterday I just took that and we just baptized and buried that thing. Okay. There was other things that were there that were just limiters that I had allowed, which had kept me from fulfilling all the things that he just let me know. There was things here that never got fulfilled, but here's why. Now, the interesting thing to note, there is zero condemnation. When he shows you something like that, there's no condemnation. It's just an acknowledgement because he needs you to be on the same page. And so when you acknowledge it now, he can begin to deal with it, and he began to pull the roots out that were allowing that to spring forth. So know that it's that is what sets up the stage for everything else. Because why? It's all removing self. Because, you know, that you don't recognize unworthiness as self, but it is. You know, if you're looking at yourself as less than he is, that's selfishness. It just takes a different form. So what he's wanting to do is pull those things out of us. But I guarantee you, I suffered not. It was a joy to just let it go. It was just a joy to feel it go. It was a joy to see and experience his love and his care and his concern that he would take every little thing. Because see, he doesn't want anything lost on your behalf. He doesn't want anything he missed out on your behalf. So he wants to take every little thing and pull it out. I think you probably want to add something to that.
Praise God. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. Isn't that incredible? What God will do in graduating, when you're standing before him, if it's a seasonal graduation, he'll actually move you out in front of where you are, and you'll receive the whole season. That's what the Lord did when he come out of the Jordan, and the Father authorized him by audible voice and the Holy Spirit. He actually authorized him to function for 3.5 years right there on the spot. His whole 3.5 year ministry was given that day in the Jordan. He was authorized to release all of that for 3.5 years. That's how the Father does in the authorization part of it. The second thing I want to say is when you're praying for specific things and it's you personal, sometimes like what Chuck was talking about operation, he's holding different situations in the church or people in God's immediately answering. It's because the position he has, the love that he has, God is using his function, his office, and the love and the development of his fatherly love, and he's able to so freely move that through him. Sometimes when you're praying on the behalf of someone else, it's going to be easier to receive because you're seeing them in the light God sees them in. You see the situation in God's light. When you're praying for your own self, it's different because you're having to receive through your own filtration process. And so to God, that's why sometimes it's harder to receive your own self. That's why a lot of ministries can get answered prayer for many people, but it's hard to get them for ourselves because we have to go through our stuff. Amen. So what happens is, and the Lord just spoke to me when I was sitting there, when we're praying, it's like we were talking about Andreas's dream. If you understand the legal inheritance that you, when you legally die, you literally die. Your whole lineage dies. Now, if you have a family inheritance, it'll come on over with God. But if not, all of it dies. And when you're born again, you're Abraham's seed. If you be Christ and heirs according to the promise, and you're part of this lineage. So that lion stand there represented the house of Judah, the house of kings, church of Philadelphia, and the knighting of his function in that. So what God was doing in that dream is inviting him to come in and then dream into the next level. Because this is how I see you. This is, you're going to be functioning in the heavenly courts. You're going to be functioning in the kingly realms. And I want you to come in and be able to dream into this area. So what happens when we have something like this and we're presenting our future to God, we have to rehearse what he says to us, and we rehearse it in his presence in a first person place, but you rehearse it with confidence, and you have to break agreement when thoughts that come up of unworthiness are thoughts, because the enemy will flood you with stuff to try to get you to remove that from you. But see, your effectiveness to pray is you've got to pray in what the Father's image is for you. You can't pray in your fallen image. And that's what, why people don't get answered prayer, because they're praying in their fallen image, not in the new. And so sometimes God has to do some transforming in the belief system, and that's why it's taking time to get the Father to authorize that transference, because like Chuck was saying, there might be unworthiness or rejection or sin. There might be a whole lot of things in the way. But once God moves those things out, you'll receive the transference. The Father will authorize it. Once you get the authorization, you're on your way. Amen? So I want to say this one thing before we go. He said, tell them when they pray, when they come down into the Jordan with me, those that are doing the Jordan baptism, to ask me to reveal what's in the way. of their prayer life? What's in the way of them receiving? To ask me what down there in the administration of the Winnowing Fork, ask for the spirit of wisdom, ask for the spirit of revelation, ask for the Lord to reveal what's in the way, because you can't always see it. You won't always know what's in the way. And as you ask for it in the process of the Winnowing Fork every day, if he shows it to you, you present it there to be buried. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get the messages in the Jordan Baptist. Present it for burial right there, because that burial will get that stuff out of the way. And when he cuts that stuff out of the way, when you come up, you're ready to receive. And this is how God's going to get his position in the last days. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, listen, I am going to raise up people that can intercede for whole cities in the last days. And they're going to bring the glory of heaven down from a seat in heavenly places. And they're going to understand how we do things in the earth. This wisdom is being released now. Every one of our lives are about to drastically transform. When God is now going to start bringing out this foundation, the glorious thing is not built on a man, it's built on Christ. It will remain. Amen. It's solid. And the thing is, people are not going to be following men around here. They're going to be following God. They're going to get connected with God with some tools, and kingdom's coming. The blessing of God is going to be the easiest thing that we've ever operated in the coming season. The blessing of God. The blessing. Did you know you have an inheritance for favor? The Lord said, tell them they have an inheritance for unmerited favor, but they need to receive it. They need to receive it. They need to ask, receive, and get into a position to start walking in favor all the time.